Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game here on this Tuesday. And excited to talk to our next guest. He has appeared in episodes of Law & Order, Organized Crime, Con Air, and of course Forrest Gump. He's also got a new movie coming out called The Last Rodeo. We bring in Michael T. Williamson, the fine actor. Michael T., how you doing?
Hello. Thank you so much for the invitation. It's great to be with you.
Yeah, we're excited to have you here. And, you know, as we've kind of been talking about all your different roles, and we'll get into that, but tell us about The Last Rodeo. I know this is your latest project that you've been working on, and we're looking forward to seeing it.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. The Last Rodeo is directed by John Avnet, and it's written by Neil McDonough, Derek Presley, and John Avnet. Neil McDonough is the first lead. It also stars Sarah Jones and our dear friend Chris McDonald, you know. So it's about a beat-up, busted old bull rider. Salty, turned his back on a lot of his family and on his family and friends, and became a recluse. And he finds out his grandson needs a brain surgery, and he's got to figure out how to raise that kind of money. So the only way to pull it off is to enter a rodeo at over 50 years of age and bust it up. So he has to suck up and to his daughter and make his relationship right with her, and he goes on this journey with his friend that he turned his back on to try and win this one last rodeo. And it's a thrill ride. I mean, we've got cowboy fights, we've got chuckles, we've got humor, we touch and move people. I describe The Last Rodeo as like the most fun and amazing film that I've done, like Forrest Gump, since Forrest Gump.
Michael T. Williamson with us on the show today. That's a strong comparison there, Michael T. Why do these movies work? We were talking about Rocky earlier, how that's so iconic and works. Why does stories like this of redemption and faith and overcoming odds always resonate with us?
Because everybody's on a journey. Every single human being is on their life's journey, and they're trying to navigate their way through. And when you see someone else whose faith is challenged, they've made some mistakes, and you pull for them and want them to come out right. And like Forrest Gump, everybody wants to take care of Forrest and wanted Forrest to be okay. You're going to feel the same way about Joe when you see Neil McDonough, you know, navigating his way through all the crises that he has to face.
Actor Michael T. Williamson is with us. So you bring up Forrest Gump and Bubba, the character in which you played in that movie. When you initially read the script for it, I mean, what was it? Did the character that we all saw come to mind, or was it something that, you know, you kind of had to work towards to finally get the finished product because it was so well done?
Well, two of my students, if you're speaking of Forrest Gump.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, well, two of my students came in. They had an audition for this Bubba character, and I was trying to give them the interpretation that I saw, like, down in my spirit about it, and they did not agree. They said, no. It's like the skipper and Gilligan, if you know Gilligan's Island. It's like the skipper takes Gilligan under his wing, and so Bubba's a big, strong guy who would take Forrest under his wing. And I said, yeah, but everybody's going to come in and do that. Why don't you try this? And they said, no, I'm not comfortable with that. So I said, okay. So they both went in. Did not get a call back, so I called my agent and I called my students and said, I'd like to go in on this thing, man. You guys good with that? They said, yeah. So I went in on a Saturday and read for a casting assistant. She put me on tape and sent it to Bob Zemeckis, and Robert Zemeckis connected me with Tom Hanks and put us in the room together. And it was magic when we got in that room together. It was on.
You know, when you read that script, Michael T., and you read the script for The Last Rodeo, I mean, and you pick out what you're doing, what immediately hits you about the Forrest Gump part and about The Last Rodeo when you're reading the script that you so wanted to be a part of this movie, both movies, but especially The Last Rodeo?
Well, with The Last Rodeo, is written by one of my dearest friends in Hollywood. He's Neil McDonough is a beautiful human being. He He's a man of principle. He's a family guy, just like me. And I know his values firsthand and what kind of movie he wanted to make for America. It's the same kind of movie we've always wanted to make, movies like Gump, movies like The Last Rodeo. And so just because my friend was doing it and received it in a vision, he told me about his vision before anything was even written. And I said, man, I would love to roll with you. So he said, you got to come with me. I said, I would love to roll with you. And here we are some years later, and John Avnet came on, and oh my gosh, man. When you get a combination like that, like a director like a Robert Zemeckis or a John Avnet, you know you're going to make another Fried Green Tomatoes or Forrest Gump or whatever it is, because they're legendary.
Whoa, that's strong. We had Gary Sinise on last year, Michael T., talking about the movie, and I think Chase asked him, said, you know, when you're making the movie, any idea you were making magic? Did you know you were making magic with Forrest Gump? Because it took off like nothing I'd ever seen before at that time.
Well, yeah, I remember telling my assistant at the time, and he thought it was funny. I told him how well the movie would be received if we just could get the movie, if the movie would be released, were to be released, we knew we would move audiences. And the only surprising part with Forrest Gump for me was that it translated into every language around the world. You know, it's I saw Gump screen around the world in other countries, and the laughter was in the same place. The tears came in the same place. It's just, it's magical. It's absolutely magical. And we knew we had something special when we first started making Gump.
All right, so the famous part of you reciting the different types of shrimp that that there are went through the different cut scenes, was that all written or was some of that improv? Because, I mean, I think it was over 20 different types of way to prepare shrimp that you ended up talking about. And it's obviously one of the best parts of the movie.
Well, it was all improv. There were like about four or five different types of shrimp in the movie. But I just, the director gave me the freedom to just turn the cat into a shrimp and fool, man. And, you know, I had a feeling it would work, and it did. But that's, you know, you work with people like John Avnet and Robert Zemeckis. And they give you the freedom to play. They trust you. You trust them, and you get an opportunity to make magic.
Was that why you like being with Neil McDonough in this movie? Because you trust him. You know what he's about. You know what he's doing for this movie, The Last Rodeo.
Absolutely, absolutely. And the fact that Neil came to me, of all the people that Neil knows, that Neil reached out to me. Yes, we're like really close friends, like brothers, but I knew that he needed someone to have his back on this journey, and I have his back and his front, man. So it was very easy for me to sign up and say yes, because it's Neil McDonough. And it made it even more easy when John Avnet came on as our director.
Oh, just fantastic. I need to ask you this, though. So Forrest Gump comes out in 1994. At the time, you're making one of the greatest movies, I think, of all time in Heat. So you're doing Heat, Bubba Gump hits the everything, people go crazy. Were you balancing working with Al Pacino and Val Kilmer in Heat at the same time Forrest Gump was exploding on the theater?
Not exactly the same time. It's like one follows the other. But man, what a privilege and an honor to work with legendary people like Al Pacino, Robert De Niro, you know, Michael Mann, Robert Zemeckis. It's like, man, you have to pinch yourself sometimes. You
right?
really do.
Yeah, and that movie, I mean, Heat, I mean, I'm telling you, Michael T., that is one of the greatest films of all time. In fact, I read all the time how police agencies across America use that bank robber scene, how to approach bank robbers, what not to do. I mean, the movie is just so much more than just a movie.
Yeah, yeah. It's when you have great leadership, like Michael Mann, for example, with Heat, then you follow the leader. And the thing that those guys have in common is they never forget that they're leading a volunteer army. you know, and I think that's what has enhanced their ability to make successful, enjoyable films like this.
Well, Michael T., we're looking forward to The Last Rodeo when it comes out. This has been a lot of fun. Thanks for talking to us and going down memory lane with us.
Hey, man, thank you so much. Thank you for the invitation to be with you. All right?
All right. We will talk soon. Thank you.
You got it, buddy. Bye.
Michael T. Williamson, fine actor.
Called in early.
Yeah, that was cool. But and now we have had two members of the cast of Forrest Gump on the show.
We have.
I think we have to get Tom Hanks now.
Not Ginny. Because, you know, we're talking about, is Ginny the worst villain in cinema history?
You have asked that before.
She's pretty bad. Nobody likes Ginny.
But I mean it.
Nobody likes Ginny.
It turns out okay.
No, it doesn't.
No? Because she dies?
Well, she dies, but she broke his heart many times.
Yeah.
But anyway.
A little Robin Wright.
Let's get a little twist to all this. Tom Hanks is an Aston Villa, I believe, supporter and also a part of their front office. They're coming here in August.
Well, I believe he's here quite a bit because his wife is a singer, right?
Right. What did you say? Who?
Aston Villa.
What's that?
They're a soccer team in England.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're playing a friendly match against Nashville SC.
Well, we'll get them. See, you're the soccer guy. You work your magic.
I don't know Tom Hanks like that, though.
But you know people.
Okay.
I don't know Michael T. Williamson.
If you got Tom Hanks on the show, I would give you a big hug.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And maybe something out of the vending machine.
Yeah, maybe.
But that's a maybe.
Top shelf?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah. The good stuff for you.
Yes.
$375, baby.
would you ride a bull?
Would I ride a bull?
Yeah.
No.
Would you?
Dude, I would.
Yeah.
I would die. Like, you've seen me. I'm slow and fat. Like, I would.
would you sit on a bull in the cage for 10 seconds? I have done that.
Yeah, I do that.
And I was scared to death.
I mean, the whole time be like, easy now. Easy, big fella.
Name him Angus.
I could do that.
Well, I mean, you'd probably eat him.
I mean, probably taste delicious.
How is Skillet today?
Great. He's great. That's probably good. Around 180, 175.
You got nice. The countdown clock on him?
Yeah, I do.
God. So, all right. Well done.
Riding a bull have to do with anything with Tom Hanks. That's all I'm just...
That's the show, baby.
Look, right. You've worked on this show for almost 2 years now. You know how this works.
Yeah.
We don't know where it's going to go.
Just
it's a choose-your-own-adventure game, basically, is what this is. 615-737-1025. We're live from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service.